It is time to recap the final McCook City Council meeting for 2023 in our studio. City Manager Nate Schneider, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing good.
Good.
Councilman Jared Muhlenkamp is back again.
Morning, Rich.
How the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Doing good. You're looking great as always.
Oh, wow.
Running 10 miles every day.
I need to be, but.
Kind of feels like probably some days at work you're running 10 miles.
I shaved my beard, though.
Yeah, it does look different.
And more Nate's, streamlined.
You know? Yeah. Nate's starting to grow
I'm going to grow back, yeah. Yeah, I've been going through a few facial hair changes here over the last few months. So tried the mustache out for a while. That wasn't very, very attractive, I don't think.
He's having an identity crisis.
I am. I'm going to go back to my Oak Ridge boy style, I think.
Oak Ridge boys. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking maybe more ZZ Top-ish.
Hey, I would go ZZ Top. That'd be a good look.
You'd have to grow it longer.
Yeah, I'd have to grow it really long. Yeah. Well, Oak Ridge boy guy, I mean, the bass singer, yeah, he had really long. Had exactly. long. No, I don't know, though. It's probably not as long as Billy Gibbons. But
yeah, yeah. Jared, you
I mean, it was long, back. And then, I don't know. I just felt like I needed a change. So
you needed a change where she said, shave it off.
I think she looked at me like, why did you do that?
Really?
Yeah. She likes it, I guess.
Yeah. I we'll
Maybe
see.
It covers up my ugly face.
Oh, stop it. Just come on. Stop that.
It does. You know, for me, I always laugh. It hides a couple of my chins whenever I'm growing out my beard. So my girls, my youngest says I look like a turtle when I shave my face. And so, I don't know. It doesn't really inspire you to want to shave very often when you hear that from your 15-year-old. But
I've heard fat third grader.
Wow.
I guess but it looked younger, so I guess that's a compliment,
right.
And then maybe not a compliment.
Makes you look 15, 20 years younger. We'll take it, huh?
That's right.
We'll keep an eye on these two over the next couple of months on what they look like and if they grow it out, the beards out or not. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night, the final meeting for the council for 2023. We'll start first. Anything, announcements or recognitions?
Big announcement, Police Chief Hodgson was announced last night. He was selected, a lot of great candidates. He's been with the force since 2006, and we're really excited about that. But now we have to fill his role. So we have a detective role we need to get filled, and we also have another police officer that we need to get filled. So if you know anybody out there that wants to apply, those will probably be out soon as far as candidates. So looking forward to that. Hopefully we got our police chief filled. Mm-hmm. So that's a really big role, so we're excited about that.
Kevin's done this for a long time. I mean, in this area
he mm-hmm. has. Yeah, he's been a detective, I want to say, since 2009 or 2010. It was a police chief prior to that, or sorry, a police officer prior to that. He is well known in the community. I think that people that have worked with him, they appreciate his calm demeanor. He's very steady, you know, and I think that he's going to be a great face for our police department. We have total faith in Kevin, and we have total faith in our police department. Like Jared said, we had some great candidates, and I think that just speaks volumes about the people that we have employed right now, and we need to make sure that we keep those people, and also we add to our roster. You know, we have this down kind of to science as far as what we need. In a perfect world, we'd like to, you know, probably have maybe a few more people, but we also know that we're constrained budgetarily, so we make the best with what we have, but we're fortunate to have the guys and gals that we have. They do a fantastic job. It's not just on the police side, it's also dispatch. You know, we've got a great complement of dispatchers, and I just can't say enough good things about all of them. We're really lucky.
As Jared said, now you got to find a spot, somebody to fill.
So we're gonna, I met with our head of HR, Lilia Demas, and Kevin yesterday, and we are going to try to call a civil service meeting. Whoa, it sounds exciting. Something's going on.
Yeah. Never mind. It's sales meeting, and I don't know what they're doing down there. They might have busted out the
shit.
Yeah. Maybe. They might be drinking already.
The eggnog already got hit. We'll be calling the civil service to declare the vacancies. We'll start the advertisement process. We've got a specific process for police and fire that we have to follow with the civil service. In towns over the size of 5,000, we have to go through the civil service process. So it takes a little bit more time. One of the things also that we have to deal with is, you know, if we hire somebody new to the police department, they've got to go to Grand Island and get certified before they can actually get out on the street. And we also have a field training officer program. So they have 3 months of FTO training afterwards. So it takes a little bit of time to get people up and running. We'd like to be able to try to get one person in the April session in Grand Island. Whether that happens or not, I just don't know. It's going to be really nip and tuck because there's a lot of things that go into hiring police officers, a lot of background checks and things like that we have to do. And it all takes time. So we're going to try to push this through. We're going to declare the vacancies. We're going to move forward with the advertisements. Like Jared said, if we can get some people that are interested in applying, please do. We're looking for good candidates, and I think that we've got a good police department. Just got a bunch of good people over there right now. And so I'm hopeful that we're able to go ahead and attract some good candidates. And on the detective side, you know, like I said, Kevin's been doing that for a long time. So, but I think that there may be some people that are interested in the position internally, and there may be some people outside of the police department that are interested in that position as well, too. So,
Barnett.
Yeah, you'd be good.
Barnett.
Sherlock Holmes Barnett. Sherlock Barnett.
You be quiet out there, Miranda.
And then you'd have a whole radio show on it.
Then it wouldn't be a secret anymore.
He could do a podcast. Yeah.
I don't see that coming, guys. I think there's somebody a lot more qualified than me.
There's somebody way more qualified than you. That would be interesting.
You'll find somebody.
We will. Yep, yeah. We're going to. Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, Jared. I knew that was coming. Anything else? Announcements, recognitions last night?
That was it.
Public hearings. A request for a special exemption by Living Bones LLC for bed and breakfast.
Yeah, we have had a couple of these here lately. So, and it was kind of a straightforward application. The properties that they're asking to locate the special exception to are 205 and 207 East 8th Street. They want to put in it's really kind of a vacation rental. If you look at our special exception language, they don't really distinguish between vacation rental and Airbnb.
Yeah.
And we'll probably get more into those weeds when we start working through the comprehensive plan and the zoning regs here this next year. But what we have been using is the vacation rental. We've had two or three of these, I think, already. And so this is just kind of becoming a fairly common special exception request. And I appreciate when people ask for this because we really do kind of want to know and be able to regulate these bed and breakfast or vacation rentals because they're going to be in residential neighborhoods typically. So we need to know that we've got parking and ingress and egress and all those things. So we went through our special exception list and the council, yeah, they got to hear what the plan was and how they were going to address parking at this location and how they were going to address ingress and egress issues. There's not much of a yard there. So I remember this from a kid. It's on East 8th Street and it's a house that was basically carved out. The lot that this sits on was carved out from, it looks like about three lots, but it's a very small lot, so it doesn't have a yard per se, but it's catty corner to Norris Park. And so there are a lot of apartments and multifamily residential units in that area. You know, if you had pets or whatever, you could go over to the park and obviously you'd have to clean up the waste, but ultimately it seems like it's a pretty good fit. You know, they have the number of parking spaces. They actually have more parking spaces than are required for a residential district. With 8th Street being there, it's going to be pretty easy to access, and they also have an alley to the side so you can get to a back parking stall that way. And as far as the comprehensive plan goes, you know, we're constantly looking at ways to try to generate new business. This is an opportunity that's out there. Like I said, there's some things that we've been thinking about, whether you want to apply an occupation tax to these types of rental units, and we probably do need to, similar to what we do with hotels. That'll be probably part of the conversation when we look at our zoning regs here this upcoming year. Because I think that it's the same thing, and I think that they should be treated the same as a hotel. We're just playing catch up a little bit. Things have changed so much, you know, Airbnbs and those kinds of things. They were just kind of springing forward in 2013, the last time we did the comp plan and the zoning regs. So we need to get caught up a little bit, and I think that's going to be something we can do.
Move on to the consent agenda. Anything pulled for discussion there?
No. Nothing was pulled.
Well, how about the 24 or 25 council radio show? I mean, that's important.
Should
that's
have.
Very important. Very important.
Yeah, we should have. You know, we are lucky to...
Shout out to Rich.
we're lucky to have Leanne that organizes this, because without Leanne, I think all of us would be like, whose turn is it this year or this month or week? So... But, yeah, I think that...
And organized by somebody who's never been on the show.
We talked about that last week. Actually, I told her that you and I talked about that, and I said that she's got to get on here at some point. She said she will do it when she retires. Hopefully that's not for a while.
Okay.
But, yeah, I know. I told her it's not so bad once she gets in here, but she doesn't want to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
You might have to go on remote. Yeah.
Sure, there's... A billion other things, Leanne, that are worse than being on, sitting and talking to us for a half hour.
Yeah, probably talking to Harpum for a half an hour.
Just, that kind of depends on what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
So nothing pulled there for discussion. We move on to the regular agenda and update regarding the swimming pool project.
Yeah, there was quite a few things. I was trying to write as fast as I could, but there's... basically, there's a list of completed items and things that Carruthers meeting. When was that meeting?
Last week.
And there's a bunch of slabs poured, but I can't go over. I was trying to get pool slabs, filter building. There was a lot of different pipe for filter building, finalized pool building, color schemes, supply chain issues. And that's about all my notes say, but they're on schedule. So that's really the main point of all of this.
And if you go there, I mean, you can see the filter building, the backwash house, you know, they're formed and completed. You know, they're going to continue to pour slabs. They said they're going to start doing the walls here this next period. So we'll start seeing some pool walls come up. You'll start to see more of that pool formation. And then the bathhouse, we've been talking a lot about that. The swimming pool committee's done a really good job of trying to keep on top of the request from Carruthers. But colors, you know, those kinds of things, I think that we're set as far as that goes. We've been kind of working through the cornerstone placement, and I think that we've got a fairly comfortable spot. We had talked to Greg Wolford with the Masonic Temple, and he was comfortable with the location where we're going to put it. And lettering, I think we're moving forward with the lettering. Last night, the council approved the name, the McCook Aquatic Park, for the facility. That was something that came from the pool committee. And I think, you know, just the thing that I've noticed with Carruthers Construction is they're very consistent and they're always there. You know, you just see them, they're constantly working. They work Sundays, they work Saturdays, they work late in the evening and early in the mornings. They're really good, you know, and when we hired them, we knew that. I mean, that was, we did our reference checks. We called around to everybody that had used them in the past, and I was pretty comfortable that they were going to put their best foot forward. They've pulled an extra crew at times to make sure that this project is going to get completed as soon as possible. One of the things that we've noted, and Jared mentioned, you know, with the supply chain issues, there's some things that are out of their control, mm-hmm. out of the city's control. But they also had mentioned, we were talking about electric panels, and they said, you know, they had experienced a situation where they got some electric panels a little bit later than what they were expecting, but they were able to come up with a temporary fit, and then when the final product came in, they were able to make that installation with the final piece. So I think that there are some things there that they are comfortable with, maybe that other firms may not, just because they're so used to doing this. So I really feel good with where we're at right now. I can't guarantee you that it's going to come in right at Memorial Day, but that's what we're shooting for. And that's all we can ask for right now, is for them to put forth their best effort.
As soon as long as the weather holds and we have 60 degree temperatures in December, those keep working.
This is huge, yeah. Yeah. If we can keep this going for a while, I think it's going to make their job much easier. So,
all right. So that's a go. Everything's going good with that.
Everything's going good.
We are ready to council comments. Anything there?
Nothing really said.
Nothing?
No.
After that, adjourn the city council meeting and the meeting of the Community Development Agency. What can you tell us about this?
These were just some housekeeping items from the TIF process. It has to be up to, it can be up to 15 years. Mm-hmm. We kind of went through some of these older projects for the Community Economic Development Corporation. And basically, we... It was just more some contractual things, right?
Yeah, it was weird when we did the contract. So it was for the Keystone Building, and that was a TIF project. Clary Village and Quillen Courts, those were TIF projects on Q Street. And when our attorney built out the contract at the time, he was correct in the language saying it's a 15-year period of time, but the dates didn't quite match up because you collect taxes or you pay your taxes the year after they're actually due. So the 2023 taxes get paid in 2024. And so the wording didn't necessarily state that the 15-year period was going to extend to that last year when they were paying those taxes in. And so we had to switch it around to reflect the actual year where they're going to receive their final payment after they pay their taxes. So we contracted for 15 years. In order to get 15 years, we had to make sure that we extended that 1 year, because in all honesty, that's where they will get their final year payment, will be the year after the prior year's taxable year. It's very, very confusing, but what we needed to do was make sure that we gave them the full benefit of the 15 years that we contracted for. So, and those were all MEDC development projects, so MEDC is the developer on all those. Some of those early TIF projects, just kind of working through that, I've learned a lot, since we started doing those projects and catching on to dates and making sure that I've got everything kind of situated the way that it should be. So I think we feel more comfortable as a staff when we go through those contracts that we're catching all the 15 years or whatever we're bargaining for. It could be 8 years, could be 10 years, whatever it is. But whatever it is that we've contracted for, we're obligated to. So that's all we did. We did that for those three projects, so that way they get the full 15-year benefit that we've contracted for.
And that put a wrap on the final meeting of the year right there.
That was it.
First meeting for 2024 is January.
It's the Tuesday after New Year's. So is it the 2nd?
Yeah, I think it's the 2nd.
So January 2nd, very good. Yeah, I don't get my 2024 yet, but it is January 2nd. Very good.
Yeah. And we've got, let's see, what do we got going on? We got an appeals hearing of our building and zoning appeals board tomorrow at noon on an unsafe building determination. And I think besides that, we won't have another meeting until the 2nd. So we will be closed on Friday afternoon. We're going to observe New Year's Eve on Friday. Since New Year's falls on Monday, or sorry, Christmas falls on Monday. I said New Year's, but Christmas.
So you're going to be half a day on Friday?
Half a day on Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Closed Monday, back open to regular hours on Tuesday?
Yep, and then closed on Saturday. So we'll get back to normal on Tuesday. So.
All right, that same goes with New Year's the next. The
New Year's will be, Friday will be open on New Year's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monday.
Monday will be, that'll be the day we're closed. So.
All right. Guys, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rich.
Councilman Jared Muhlenkamp, how'd you like my little spin on the microphone?
That was snazzy, man.
Yeah.
That was really
didn't realize I could do that. That was totally an accident.
Yeah. He's been doing this for
like
a long time.
Like you like yeah. Twirl the handlebars and stuff? Have you been doing
riding, I knew.
Riding
no,
scooters
no.
a bunch or something?
Not a chance.
Or messing with the turntables. Or you,
I haven't done that. I haven't done the scratching for a long time either. I don't even turntables around here anymore. They're gone.
Maybe for Christmas you could get some.
Maybe. Might just get one. Never know.
Yep.
Guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.